News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, staying with international news, Iran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia and the Kremlin will likely use them within weeks in Ukraine. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said during his visit to the UK. Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. What did you make of Antony Blinken's comments?
Well, Blinken obviously wants to raise this as an issue. I think it's a difficulty in a sense for the Americans in the normal way. What the Iranians are doing is providing about 200 of a shortish range missile. The FAT-360 has a range of about 75 miles and carries a warhead of about 300 pounds. So it's no mean thing. And they seem to have sent something like 200 to Russia. Of course, you have the direct route, more or less direct route from Iran across the Caspian Sea. The effect of this, I think, is quite important politically, because it means that Russia will have a further supply of missiles, which are ballistic, very fast, 2,300 miles an hour, and not that easy to detect and shoot down, although Ukraine probably has the ability to do most of that. It is upping the ante somewhat. These missiles aren't longish range, but what it really comes down to is that the Ukrainians want permission to use missiles that they already have from the West, which have a longer range, so they can strike deeper into Russia. The specific one is an Anglo-French missile called the Storm Shadow, which has a range of about twice of that of the FAT-360. So that's where we are. It's just a further potential escalation of the level of the warfare, and doesn't really help anybody if we're looking for a solution, quite bluntly.
Antony Blinken says the development poses a threat to all of Europe. Is that an exaggeration, or is there some truth to that?
Well, it would only be an exaggeration if this was a war-winning effort and enabled Russia to hugely increase its influence in Ukraine. So I think that is over the top. But on the same time, any escalation in the war by either side has its own dangers. Russia obviously has escalated on a number of occasions. Essentially, Ukraine has, with, you remember, the HIMARS artillery missile, the F-16s, and now the Storm Shadow. And essentially, it just makes the war intrinsically more dangerous. So it may not be a direct threat to the whole of Europe, but it is upping the ante. There's no doubt about that.
Paul, just finally, the significance of those deepening military ties between Russia and Iran, in a bizarre way, it brings the two conflicts we've been talking to you about over the last couple of years. It almost ties those two conflicts together.
Yes, it does. And in different ways, as I think we've talked before, both of these conflicts are sort of locked in a violent stalemate. In Ukraine, the Russians can't actually lose because they can always threaten to escalate. But the Ukrainians can't lose because if they were, NATO would power everything in to make sure they didn't. And it's the same in a way in Gaza, because the Israelis have done massive damage, but they cannot destroy Hamas. At the same time, Hamas cannot destroy or anything like that with Israel, but it is there in the long term. So in some ways, the real problem is these are going to be long-lasting wars with, as usual, the one benefits will be the international arms trade. But that's how wars are.
Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.